We got Kerry Too Smooth in the building, Punk Adams, Rocco 808, and Topless Summer. Y'all, we about to jam out. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
For everybody who knows that their today is better than their yesterday, right? Today I'm fine. I swear. Today I'm fine. I swear. Today I'm fine. I swear. Today I'm fine. Yesterday I was tripping. Yesterday I was going off. Yesterday I was slipping. Yesterday I was calling out. Yesterday it was hard time. Yesterday I was wilding out. Yesterday I was so gone. Yesterday it was over. Forget what you're saying. Forget what you're saying. I don't even care now. Fuck what you're saying. All yesterday I was full Super Saiyan. That's when I needed you. That's what I'm saying. And every day ain't the same. Check on me. Cause I be going through some things that you won't believe. And every day ain't the same. Check on me. Cause I be going through some things that you won't believe. And I swear sometimes things be coming on, trying to fuck my mind up. Sometimes I really wanna give up. Sometimes I really wanna roll up. What's up? Yeah, you get just what I'm saying. The point is that you weren't there when I was blowing up through the ceiling. And there was no way to contain it, since you're the only one could tame it. And I really thought I was losing my mind, but today I'm fine. I swear. Today I'm fine. I swear. Today I'm fine. I swear. Today I'm fine. But yesterday I was tripping. Yesterday I was going off. Yesterday I was slipping. Yesterday I was calling out. Yesterday it was hard times. Yesterday I was wilding out. Yesterday I was so gone. Yesterday it was over.
Shout out to Punk Adams in the building. Thank you for blessing us with that. Now we're going to head on over to Punk Adams' latest video to yesterday, and then we'll get back into the show. See you soon.
Hey.
I swear,
today I'm fine. But yesterday I was tripping. Yesterday I was going off. Yesterday I was slipping. Yesterday I was calling out. Yesterday it was hard times. Yesterday I was wilding out. Yesterday I was so gone. Yesterday it was over. Forget what you're saying. Forget what you're saying. I don't even care now. Fuck what you're saying. All yesterday I was full Super Saiyan. That's when I needed you. That's what I'm saying. And every day ain't the same. Check on me. Cause I be going through some things that you won't believe. And every day ain't the same. Check on me. Cause I be going through some things that you won't believe. And I swear sometimes things be coming on, trying to fuck my mind up. Sometimes I really wanna give up.
Sometimes I really wanna roll up a sub. Yeah, you get just what I'm saying. The point is that you weren't there when I was blowing up through the ceiling, and there was no way to contain it, since you're the only one who could tame it. And now we're here with the buzz, little in my mind, but today I'm fine. I swear, today I'm fine. I swear, today I'm fine. I swear.
Hey, Punk Adams, yesterday. What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio. Unfortunately, my queen-to-be is not here, but that's fine. We got Mr. Carter, though.
Hey.
While I'm over here freezing.
Child, well, you know.
Can I turn the air down, please?
I mean, look, with the frail
please,
little
child.
Bones he got over
please,
here.
Child.
You know what I mean? We're going to get him into 24. I ain't got queen or rag on, so I'm just kidding. You know what I mean? It's all good, though. Good vibes here today. We're going to jam out. I'm super excited. So let's go around the table. We got Kerry Too Smooth in
what's
the building.
What's good?
Yo, R&B extraordinaire.
Yep, just a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? He gonna show us a little something, teach us some knowledge and whatnot. We got Rocco 808 in the building.
Yeah.
Yo. Now wait, Rocco, so you're also a part of a group called Topless Summer?
Yeah, that's the band.
Yo. And they're gonna come in here and jam the freak out like it's...
They're fucking dope.
I mean, I couldn't. I was really upset because we was going to start the show off with it, but the bleeding of the drum was a little too loud. That's fine. So that's why we have Mr. Punk Adams.
Real,
come on in with them chill vibes.
Yeah.
All right. So
dope
we've
video,
actually...
By the way, man.
Thank you.
Sure. We've played their video before, and I want to talk about it. So where did the concept for you, this whole concept of you sitting in a chair and it just kind of traveling...
It came like from my like me and my bros, Rashawn and Mello and Quentin. Like we all sat down to talk about how should this video be like portrayed, and we thought about doing different locations because like yesterday it's really about going on an emotional like experience, and you don't just feel one way throughout the whole day when you're going through things. Mm-hmm. You go through a range of emotions. Like your mind takes you to so many different places. So that's why in the video we're switching different places because it's like this is where your mind is going. It's going different like everywhere. And then in the video we were actually in the middle of Suicide Bridge.
Yeah.
Like literally
you took
sitting
it there.
Yeah, we were literally sitting there because sometimes you have those suicidal thoughts sometimes when things aren't really going right. You know what I'm saying? You get in that depressed kind of stage. So I just wanted to like reflect that in the video.
When you get into those states, especially as an artist, because mm-hmm. we can get so lost
yes.
in our feelings, our emotions, our art,
yeah.
How do you kind of channel that into getting out of that state?
I just work. I just write. I sing. Like, because when those things happen, like, I hold on to them. As artists, like, we cannot get rid of our emotions. We have to keep them. The reason why we have to keep them is because we need to use them for great songs, for great performances. We have to utilize them in any way possible because it has no feeling in it. It's not real. We got to hold on to it. We're different. So shout out to, you know, people in relationships who deal with people and who are artists. It's not the easiest.
Well, and so to kind of just open it up to the table, I mean, when we hear like R&B and everyone's like, oh, R&B has been gone or and it's making a comeback or whatever, everyone feels different ways about it. Would you say that emotion was lost in music for a minute? Is that why we kind of took a step away from that R&B?
I think people are just afraid. Like sometimes, I mean, just hearing a lot of music, it's very just commercial.
Yeah.
And you don't really feel that emotion. Like R&B makes you dig deep, you know. It's like yeah, songs true. That used to hear back in the day that you connect with it. You know, if they play now, everybody's just like, man, I remember where I was when I heard that song.
Yeah.
So like, R&B definitely makes you like feel the emotion. So I think music is getting back to that point because people want to make that emotional connection.
Exactly.
They want to feel something.
Mm. I just think that honestly, like R&B had to transform. Like it had to go through a makeover. It had to go because like through time, like these genres, they got to progress. And I think the problem was that we were too caught up on old school R&B because that's what we grew up
yeah.
with. That's like that's our childhood. We grew up with this. We have to sound like that. The problem was is that it wasn't appealing to today,
mm-hmm.
to the people of today, and they don't know all of those people from back then. So we're constantly trying to find ways to fuse the past with the present, bring in a little bit of the future, and put it all together
that's
so that people
true.
Of today can really understand it.
That's Amen. What I feel like Carter's doing with his music. He's got these modern beats, and he's doing a nice, the real like R&B, like heart to heart kind of soul kind of feeling. And he brought it back, and he's doing it on these cool beats which is making it more appealing to the new crowd, I guess you could say. Yeah.
That's why I appreciate it. Come on, come on now. Yeah. Come on now.
Real shit, yo, yeah. I peeped that.
So as far as new music coming out, so is yesterday, is this a part of a bigger project? Like, what's the vision for Punk Adams this year?
With me, yesterday is just one, the first song off of a playlist I'm releasing. And I promise I came up with the whole playlist thing before Drake came out with More Life. Like, I'm pretty sure he had it planned out, but I didn't know about it. Like, I planned this out, like, last year somewhere. I'm like, I'm bringing a playlist next year, whatever. Cause I'm tired. Like, cause the thing about it is, it's like these songs, a lot of them have nothing to do with each other. It's just a body. It's just a small body of work, and I don't want to call it an EP because then people are like, it has to have this kind of structure. They all have to sound soundly together. No, I just want to release music that people can feel, whether they go together or not. Just feel my music. Like, I can do so many things, and as writers, like, you can't be limited to where you can go. So I'm like, I'm gonna put out a playlist. Forget that. But it's called it's called One Day I'll Explain. So it's just like prequel to like a bigger project that I want to bring out next year, but
which you'll explain next year.
Yeah, I'll explain when the time's right.
I like
all right, so let's get into another video. So I mean, I just think that she's one of the most slept on artists of like right now. Her name is Now, and the video is called In the Morning, and it's been out for a minute, but I was just like, fuck it, we're gonna play it because it's heavy.
Okay.
Okay, Maxwell.
But y'all don't know her?
No, no. I've heard of her, but I've never listened. Is she the one with the green? Her album cover's green, right?
In the morning. What do y'all think about that?
Shout out to the Maxwell Little.
Right.
In the beginning, that was hot.
Her album is literally everything. So if you haven't clicked it and like scrolled through it, like every song is just like butter. But I put it on here because as I was listening to the tone of you, Punk, like it gives me that kind of like how Rocco, you were saying, like mixing the kind of new age with that old sound.
It was kind
of
neo soul.
Yeah. Well, you use something called Trap Soul Confession. Explain that.
Trap Soul Confession, like, is, I think with this song, it resonates differently because it's not, I'm not talking about, I guess, the usual partying and everything else, and it's really about people going through something. Like, so it's like, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna just call it Trap Soul Confession because it's trap soul and I'm confessing, I'm like really pouring my heart out lyrically on this song. So I'm just like, that's what it is, like, and I think that's what separates it from other like trap music that's out right now, because it does have a deeper meaning.
Hey, mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
All right, so I want to get into this next video. It's Mr. Kerry Too Smooth. Now, we're going to play this. Now, so, Kerry, tell us a little bit about you. You've worked with some of the biggest artists out there. Yeah. And, I mean, from Ledisi to Jason Derulo, et cetera. Like, we can just go down the list. For you, with all that time, I don't know, like, I just want to get into your brain, like, as far as music, what you think, where it's gone, how, I mean, as far as the state of R&B, I mean, why is it so important for you to come out and teach people, you know, correct R&B chords, how to feel that R&B sound?
Well, the main reason why I really wanted to get into teaching, I get hit up all the time, people wanting to know, how do you get that R&B sound? So I just got tired of just doing Skype lessons, so I said, let me come up with a system to where I can just involve everybody. It doesn't matter if you're beginner or advanced, you can learn something. So I wanted to teach people, that way they can play what they feel. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I could actually play what I heard in my head and actually what I felt. It's just a different way of, you can interpret the instrument. And being fortunate to really be on these different stages, like I said, with Jason Derulo, Ledisi, Chrisette Michelle, and so on, just being able to have that platform and to see how people, like, you know, you know, like they're different emotions once you're playing. They just see how they react. It's just it's amazing. So to be able to have that and be able to teach other people to have that kind of, you know, that are coming up in the game that want to try to, you know, get play or whatever, I definitely want to show them how to do it. So it's just been something that's been on my heart for like several years, because I get emails constantly, you know, comments like, hey, can I learn. So I wanted to put something like in a one platform, one area that everybody can go to whenever they want to go to, and they can learn whenever, however they want to learn. So
what was one of your moments where you were just kind of like, wow, I'm really in this shit? Like,
I want to say like the first time I went out with Jason Derulo, like we had to go to Morocco, and I had never played on a stage in front of 150,000. Wow. So like seeing like seas of people just like constantly, and we can't speak the same language, but they knew every lyric, and it's every time we play, every emotion, every light, every flash, like they were involved in the music, and afterwards they were just like wanting to take pictures. That moment right there was just like my aha moment, like I think I kind of made it.
Alright,
wow. Morocco's got a vibe.
Yeah, that's
where my father's from.
Oh man,
well, that's where I get my name, Rocco.
Oh man,
yeah, Morocco. Sick. Yeah, but like I just want to. I think it was last winter or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just it's amazing.
Yeah, it's
like
another
to see
level.
Even musically, you know, they're just
right.
Super talented.
The
people.
The energy's at another level. Yeah. So.
All right. So now, what's your YouTube page?
Like on my YouTube page is Kerry Too Smooth, KERRY, the number 2 SMOOTH, and it's just a series of me playing. Like some of it, like informative, where I teach people, some of just me jamming out to different tracks so people can actually see what it sounds like when you actually finally get it. You know what I'm saying?
So here's a little sample, a Kerry Too Smooth teaching you some R&B chords. Take a look.
Hi, my name is Kerry Too Smooth Marshall, and I'm an R&B guitarist, and I've played for some of your favorite artists like Jason Derulo, Ledisi, Chrisette Michelle, and many, many more. And I've got a free video for you. It doesn't matter if you're beginner or advanced. In this video, I'm going to talk about some of the top techniques in R&B guitar, like how to play some of the most commonly known chords, and also how to embellish those chords. All you have to do is enter your name and your email on this page, and you'll get instant access. Go ahead, do it now.
Hey, so there you guys have it. If you guys want to check out the video, make sure you head on over to his YouTube page. And then you also have Kerry's Camp.
Yeah, so Kerry's Camp is the whole concept. Like, I want people to join the camp. That's like any guitar player, doesn't matter what level you're at. If you're a beginner, if you're intermediate or advanced, you can find something that's going to teach you and enhance your playing. Like, I've been playing for several years, like I said, and I still currently play for a lot of different artists. But everybody wants that sound. So I call it the sauce. Everybody wants the sauce. So I'm just trying to give everybody the sauce. So, like, join Kerry's Camp. And you definitely will learn the sauce. You have it in your own playing.
Where can everyone join Kerry's Camp?
Kerry2smooth.com, KERRY, the number 2 SMOOTH.com. So everything's Kerry2smooth. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Everything's Kerry2smooth.
Like, and your energy is just like so chill. Yeah. All moments he walked into, I was like, Kerry's like, what's up, bro?
Yeah,
just consistent. Can you give us a little sauce right now?
Yeah.
No? We here.
In pajamas, they all designer for rhymers on mamas. I got a lot of these commas missing Osama, been trauma bombers like Thomas, been bothered to record a heart of the soft father believing in karma. Like, look, we out here on BHL chilling the beat, Kerry here playing the fucking beat, look, my nigga here taking the fucking seat, look, I'm out here, I'm cussing too much, so I'ma break it down for ya, down for ya, and I'm breaking down for ya, down for ya. Jesse gonna break it down for ya. Spittin' it, living it, hitting it raw. Head to the room and I get an applause. Bitches come through when I'm racing the ball. They're all on my diamonds and they're gonna flow. Taking the seat and the spinning the heat. Niggas know that I come through in the streaks. Look, you gotta do it for your own goals and your own lifestyle. I'm from an island where nobody can even imagine how. I flew out here on an airplane. People think I came out here on a canoe though. Look, I'm serious, I'm freestyling off the top of the dome. But these niggas know I put you off in a corner, put you in a corner. Sit here, chillax, sipping on Coronas. With my dude Jesse J and he's smoother. You already know that I come through with different maneuvers. Damn, I gotta keep going though. I'm staring down at this mugger. you ready, know that I ain't playing no thugger. I ain't mumble rapping over here.
You gonna take it away?
Yeah.
I love Jamino.
All right, y'all. So that was everything in the entire world. Now, Kerry, so you've also worked with Kevin Ross.
Yeah, Kevin Ross. I just recently did like Good Morning LA a couple months ago, but super talented guy. We've worked together before. We've done something at Creative Rec, like a private show, whatever. Super talented kid. Like,
yeah, he's just dropped his latest project, which is Everything. Yeah. And so just a quick little shout out to Kevin Ross. I want to play that video that we got for him. Take a look.
I mean, you know you got soul when you get signed to Motown. You feel
right.
Me?
Right.
You wanna be a great rover. You wanna be on it. Lift your light and let it shine. Let it shine, shine, shine. Whatever's along, it's a long song away.
Kevin Ross, The Awakening. Make sure you guys check that out. Available on Apple Music. Was that one of the songs he did? Long Song Away.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
He's so amazing.
If you guys haven't seen his Instagram, like the mashups that he does for R&B.
Yeah. His harmonies are everything.
And the full versions are on his YouTube channel, so go check those out.
And he sounds like that in person.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're gonna have to hook us up and help me help us get him in here.
Oh no doubt. I'll talk to him.
I've been waiting. So I'm always on YouTube searching things, and this girl popped up, and I was just like, honey, your voice, why you sound like that? Her name is Arlissa. The song is called I Hate Giving You Everything. Take a look. So look at that. She needs you on the guitar.
I'm running out of room. I'm running out of money. I gave it all to you, but that don't make you love me. I hate giving you everything. Feels like I'm losing everything. So what am I to do if you don't ever come through? I'm giving up on you, but I don't.
Alyssa, I hate giving you everything. What y'all think of her voice?
Wow.
I wasn't expecting that powerhouse. No. Not at all. Yeah.
At all.
She's amazing. Wow.
Like, just the way she looked, and just like the video, like, you just like, what the girl gonna sing?
Right.
And all of a sudden, and like,
not expecting that at all.
You just sit silent, like, in some, okay. I'm paying attention. Right. All right, next. Y'all ever heard of Cap G?
No.
No?
Yes.
Okay. That's,
and is he Jay Romero's brother?
I don't know. They look,
they're affiliated, though.
But so he has the song out with Chris Brown right now, which is Everything. But he also has this video, and I did not expect him to look like this at all. I don't know what I had visioned in my head when you know when you like just hear somebody, you create a vision of who they are.
Yeah.
Nope.
But his whole project that's gonna come out is kind of like based off of this video.
Well, you
the
saw
cover,
that.
Cover.
Yeah. It's funny. The video, and he's got a sense of humor, so I always appreciate that. So here is Cap G freaking and geeking. Boop.
Attention, she touching on my dick print.
When I'm in Benny Hunters, gotta get the yum sauce. She got the dumb sauce. Now take your arms off. Now take your bun off. Now give me a sauce. Gotta get.
Cap G freaking and geeking. So the song that he has out with Chris Brown is called I See You, which is like just freaking everything. And this is like it's like a second into this, you know what I mean? But he should have did the video with Chris Brown. Maybe Chris Brown wasn't available right now, you know what I mean? So that'll be the next single. Boop. All right. A little move on from that. All right, Rocco, let's talk about it. So you're from Morocco.
No, your family's from Hawaii. From yeah, my father's from Morocco. In Paris, and my mother's from Japan.
Oh, all right. Yeah. How'd they meet?
And then I guess they met in Hawaii, and then here I am. And then after high school, I moved out to California. I was playing ball at Santa Monica College. I'm still there, but I don't do nothing no more. I just do music. Okay. Yeah.
Sure. What was the kind of sound for you, like as far as developing yourself as an artist? I mean, to be honest, those types of influences and culture.
Well, to be completely honest with you, I haven't been in the game for like too long. So at first I was just doing what I thought was cool. Like I was just, you know, just doing the riding the wave type shit. Then I just really thought about it and I got to learn how to do it more. Now I have a little studio, actually engineer people and stuff, and I do a little bit of artist development and whatnot. But doing that helped me create like part away from, cause I, you know, I can rap, you feel me? So I don't have to do the wavy shit all the time and stuff. And that's actually what this music video is kind of the song is about, is that, you know, bet you probably didn't know that I'd be really wavy. I'm just kind of mocking them, and I go in and I spit some bars. So yeah, hopefully y'all enjoy that and whatnot. But yeah, I get an influential side of from everywhere, being from Hawaii. I like reggae music too. Okay. I try to incorporate that in some of my songs.
So now you just dropped a project recently.
Yeah, it's called Royals. It's on Apple
Royals?
Music. Royals? Because at first, I thought it had to do something with, like, royalty. And then I was thinking, like, you know, way back then, just, like, Egypt and all that stuff. And then that's kind of where I get my due from, you know? Like, it ain't picked up today, so crazy and shit. But when I have it picked out, it's, I'm like, 6'3", and... Wow. I'm only 5'8", but I look 6'3". Yeah, you know, I just felt like royalty, you know.
So what would you say is the vibe of the project?
The project is, being my first project out, I made it somewhat commercial for people to enjoy, but I did of course add my own taste, my own flavor. If you ever get a chance to check it out, Wait is actually my favorite song. Kind of goes back to the kind of trap solely thing. But you know, you get more, it's not really
radio commercial.
Yeah, it's not really commercial, but pop, but yeah, I still love it though. It's my favorite song on the album. So
now you're also a part of a band called Topless Summer.
Yes.
Like, and I mean, first of all, I just didn't even know what to expect. I'm like looking in there, like,
actually,
what the
we
fuck
did
is
a,
this
we did
summer?
An event the other time. I gave him my name, and they was gonna make me a flyer. So it was like, it was actually for kids. This one was giving back. We're gonna do it for special education kids. So they're like, oh, we can't put Topless Summer on a flyer. And that, when we had made it, it was like a double entendre. We didn't really mean it to be like topless, like physically being topless, but you know, it's just like, we just thought it was a dope name. It flew, you know. I kind of got the topless kind of thing going on, so that's the angle we went. But then, you know, ultimately it does kind of, when you think topless. You think
so you brought two of the band members in here.
Yeah, we got a five piece band: Jesse, Eric Jones, Anton, myself, and Danny. But yeah, we got a bassist, a drummer, a guitarist, a keyboardist, and we're all vocalists. So.
I'm like really excited to see the full band together because the three of you guys. I was like, okay, yeah. this is marketable. And like the jamming that was happening, like I'm not gonna keep talking about it because you're gonna see it. All right, so let's just play this. So Rocco, where'd the 808 come from?
808, that's Hawaii's area code. Mm. And so it's like I took all my cultures to send my Morocco, so I put Rocco, slapped on Hawaii at the end of that, Rocco 808.
808's also like, you know the drums.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah, 808 drums. So yeah. I thought it made kind of cool sense.
Absolutely. All right, so now here we go. Rocco 808 with Wavy. Boom. Come through Vegas. All right.
Bet you probably didn't know that I be really wavy. Bet you probably didn't know my ride is really gravy. All these people come around me, I can really shade it. Hate it when they come around me, I can let them made it. Bet you probably didn't know that I be really wavy. Bet you probably didn't know my ride is really gravy. I got so much sauce, my swagger come straight out the 80s. I got so much juice, promoters trying to come and pay me. I'm just trying to dumb it down so you can say you knew me. I'm just trying to dumb it down so I can get the groupies. I'm just trying to rap like you looking so you can hear me. I'm just trying to rap like you looking so you can feel me. This is a premeditated come up. I make it rain into the summer. I make it shine on into the winter time. This is a premeditated study. I can go and waste a lot. This ain't no bowling alley, no second chances, no gutter. Locked another free, my homie VSC, my brother. Walk out the venue, they stop the punk of females. Laugh at everything I say like a comedy, feeling like Chris Tucker. Bet you probably didn't know that I be really waving. Bet you probably didn't know my ride is really craving. All these people come around me, I can really shade it. Hate it when they come around me, I can let them make it. Bet you probably didn't know that I be really waving. Bet you probably didn't know my ride is really craving. I got so much sauce, my swagger come straight out the 80s. I got so much juice, promoters trying to come and pay me. Traveled around the world, I eat it as cargo. Every time I come around, you ready, know I'm getting low. I'm the real deal, you other rappers are just sweet and low. If you catch me back, can't make deposits down at Wells Fargo. If you really
know me, I'll be all. Hey, Rocco 808, Wavy. Carrie, what you thinking?
Killing.
He's jamming that, right?
I'm like, all right.
That shit wavy.
I see you. I see you.
Hey, Punk, yeah. What you thinking?
I may need to get on the remix.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo.
Just some dad lyrics in there for you.
I see you, bro. I see you.
The Wavy beat remix. All right, but I'm super excited because right now we got Topless Summer in the building, and we're going to jam out. All right, so what are we going to sing? Is Rockstar?
Yeah, it's called Rockstar.
All right.
What are you talking about? We might actually hit
you
guys
yeah.
up.
Oh, for sure, man. Oh, yeah, for sure.
See that? The magic that happens here at the beat.
Exactly. That's what it's about.
Exactly. But y'all ain't even ready because I'm going to make them all jam out in like 5 minutes. But they're going to perform their latest song. So here it is, Rockstar, Topless Summer. Boop.
On the floor, they having seizures, baby, shake that ass. Like you dropped the grand, trying to make it back. Plus money for the Ubers, you can make it back. Never taking breaks, cause you built like that. She make the killing on the floor, security can't stop her. Killing every show, uninvited, we still pop her. Ladies big and small, call me Mr. Big Papa. Topless summer boys, we ain't running, we got out. I rock super tight jeans, begging groupies like a rock star. Bitches in the back, doing drugs like a rock star. Fuck it, I'ma join them overdose like a rock star. Rock star, out his bed. I said, oh, rude boy, fuck all what you said, like a rasta. Niggas in the back, rolling jazz, like a rasta. Coming to your city, topless boys, we some monsters. Cakes now, rock star, we smoke. Snakes in shoes, camouflage like a pato. Blacked out suit, beat yourself like a panther. On some scalp, head button like a bison. I got a sweet tooth, so they call me Honey Badger. Topless summer, blessing all, partner with. Rolling jazz like a rasta. Coming to your city, top this boy.
keep it going. All right, so Punk, can we add some harmonies in there? Like something. Ah! Hey, give me some of that R&B guitar right now. Freaking lit. Yeah, like, yeah. I can't. Yeah. All right, so Topless Summer, where can we follow you guys?
Topless Summer, and then the underscore, and then that says.
Boom.
Yeah.
Do we have anything on Apple Music right now?
No. We're actually working on recording a project, and we need a new
We're
bassist.
In studio mode.
Yeah, that's yeah. true.
And if you are a bassist, and if you're just kind of half decent, we can teach you how to be a star.
Yes. Hey,
Topless Summer.
Catch the wave in summer.
If you try to join the wave and you a decent bassist, you can slide into DMs.
All right. Go down. All right. And then, Rocco, where can everyone check out Wavy?
Everybody can check out Wavy on YouTube. That's not my biggest concern. I just dropped an album. I'm trying to get that rolling. It's called Royals. iTunes, Spotify. Somewhere else.
Everywhere you can get music.
Pretty much. It's everywhere. So basically, yeah, check it out. You know, if you
stream it, buy it, purchase it, support
it. Spotify can do that. If you want to buy it, go ahead.
Boom. Topless Summer underscore Rocco 808 underscore Punk. Where can everyone check you out?
Everybody can catch me on everything Punk Adams. I kept it simple, guys. Punk Adams. You can check out Yesterday on everywhere where music is is out right now, streaming everywhere. Stay tuned for One Day I'll Explain.
And then, Kerry, you have a new single out.
Yeah, Puppy Love.
Come Puppy on now. Love.
Yeah, so
give
it's
us
on.
A, can you give us a little sample of Puppy Love?
Available on all digital media outlets. It doesn't matter if you're on Amazon, Spotify, Tidal. It's on everything. So.
And Kerry's Camp.
Kerry's Camp. Go to kerry2smooth.com. You can check it out. Like I said, if you're a guitarist at any level, just join up and just sign up, and we promise you got something for you.
And then where are we playing this summer?
Honestly, we're everywhere. So right now I'm working with Polly A, really dope artist that signed Adam Levine. Crazy stuff that she's got. So definitely check her out. Got some stuff going up at the YouTube space next week, and then we're just going to be out everywhere. So,
hey, Mr. Carter.
Y'all, I'm over here freezing, y'all. I'm sorry.
Still.
But y'all already know, though. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Yeah. Boom. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Hit us up at bhlthebeat@gmail.com. If you guys have a friend or you want to put your music on the show or you want to get in studio, hit us up at bhlthebeat@gmail.com. We appreciate you guys for tuning in every single week. Till next week.
Peace. Peace.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.